Good evening. Well, originally this evening, Smokey was scheduled to speak. And I imagine that right now he is living out the fullness of the message that I have to bring to you tonight. One time I was talking with my brother Smokey, and we were sharing where we were reading from Scripture with one another. And at the time, I was reading through the Psalms. Actually, a lot of the time, I'm reading through the Psalms, as many of us do. And I told Smokey that that morning, I had read through two or three Psalms. And Smokey replied in something like, I can't get through one psalm without getting hung up on a few verses, just seeing the expanse and the beauty of what is there. Well, that encouraged me to slow down. And I think any time we come to Scripture, there's times we need to just slow down, and we need to see just what's being said. So I slowed down, and recently when I've been reading the Psalms, there were a couple verses that just stuck out at me. And those two verses actually happen to be a whole chapter as well. And so we're going to be looking at that tonight. But before we do that, let me go to say a word of prayer, and then we'll look at Psalm number 117. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for how it speaks to our hearts. And Lord, ask God that you would use this short psalm to speak to all of our hearts tonight, even as it's spoken to me so greatly over this past week or two. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me read Psalm 117. Says, praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all people, for great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. So it's not too hard to kind of get the idea of what this is saying. It's saying that somebody is supposed to be praising the Lord. If you missed that, then, oh, you didn't slow down enough. But it says, praise the Lord. It says, the Lord is all caps. That's the Lord God, Yahweh, our God. So as we look at this passage, it begs three questions. Who is to praise the Lord? Why praise the Lord? And what is it to praise the Lord? So first, number one, who is to praise the Lord? Verse 1 there says, praise the Lord, all nations, and extol him, all people. And then verse 2, it says, for steadfast love towards us. Now, I'd say the steadfast love towards us is the chosen people of that time, the Israelites, those who are God's chosen people. Yet we see here, too, that it says to praise the Lord, all nations. It goes far beyond the people of Israel. And we know that looking back today, that the gospel, the good news, the Lord has chosen people outside of the nation of Israel. In fact, in Romans chapter 15, verses 7 to 11, we see this very passage referenced, quoted. Romans 15, 17 to 11 says, therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's faithfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing of your name. And again, it said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, and here's our passage, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. So we see that this is this instruction to praise the Lord is directed to God's chosen people. His chosen people yesterday and today and forever. In fact, it is the praise of God that the gospel goes forth and the church expands for his glory. So number two, why praise the Lord? And we see in the second verse there, it says, for great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. We praise him for his steadfast love. The Israelites knew his steadfast love through the mercy that God showed them over and over and over again. And he restored them back after they were unfaithful and disobedient to him. And ultimately, through the Israelites, God brought his son, Jesus Christ, into the world to restore all things to him permanently, that we would praise him. That's the steadfast love of the Lord. And as we look at the steadfast, that word steadfast love in the ESV Bible is mentioned 195 times in the Old Testament. And as far as I could tell, it's always referring to the Lord God, Yahweh, our God. But when you move to the New Testament and look for the steadfast love of the Lord, it's not there. Not one mention of the steadfast love of the Lord, those words. But we see the steadfast love of the Lord in greater degree than anywhere else in all of Scripture. We see, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We see, but God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Then we see in 1 John, God is love. And in this is love that God has made manifest among us, that God sent his Son, only Son, into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So God's great steadfast love is shown in its fullest degree in the person and the work of Jesus Christ for his chosen people. And God's faithfulness endures forever. He is faithful to all his promises. He was faithful to the Israelites, and he is faithful to accomplish so much that was foreseen years past and is still yet to be fulfilled. And he never changes. So because of the Lord's love towards us and his faithfulness, because we are his people, we are called to praise him. So the final question, number three, what is it to praise the Lord? The psalmist tells us, praise the Lord. And if you're like me, you use the phrase, praise the Lord, often. When you hear good news from a brother or sister, praise the Lord. Especially if it's answer to a prayer. We say, praise the Lord. But what is it to praise the Lord? saying praise the Lord is not a bad thing, but we probably could be more specific. The original word translated praise in the Old Testament is also sometimes translated, or could be translated, boast, to boast in the Lord. To praise the Lord is to declare who He is and what He is like, His attributes, His works, His benefits to His children. The word can also be translated as shine. To praise the Lord is to put the spotlight on the Lord, to boast in Him, to show forth the Lord. We see also in verse 2, it says, extol Him, all people. And that word extol is really just an amplified sense of praise. To praise Him loudly, to shout, to praise the Lord. It's laud in another translation. So because of the Lord's steadfast love and His faithfulness endures forever, again, we are to praise Him. So how about instead of saying praise the Lord, maybe we could shine a light on Him more clearly and say something like, praise the Lord, He provides for our needs. Praise the Lord, He's the great healer. Praise the Lord, His plans are best. Praise the Lord, He holds the future. Praise the Lord, His salvation is sure. Praise the Lord, He never slumbers. Praise the Lord, He hears our prayers. Praise the Lord, God is patient. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. I want to start singing when I get to that one. Praise the Lord, His word is true. Praise the Lord, He is our rock. He never changes. Praise the Lord, He never deserts you. Praise the Lord, for the peace He gives. Praise the Lord, He cares for His sheep. Praise the Lord, He always forgives. Praise the Lord, His wisdom is beyond, He gives wisdom beyond ourselves. Praise the Lord, He gives us strength. Praise the Lord, His judgments are right and true. Praise the Lord, I am His child. Praise the Lord. And you could go on and on. If we considered all the benefits of the Lord, the greatness of the Lord, we could go on and on and on. So I encourage you, think about that. Even as we go to prayer a little bit later in the service, think of what it is to praise the Lord and what we can praise Him for. There are many examples of praising the Lord in Scripture. Many of them are in the Psalms. Throughout the Old Testament, we see many times a reference to God bringing the Israelites out of Egypt, His faithfulness to them, preserving them, even in spite of their disobedience and rebellion to Him, and even to the point where He ultimately sent His Son Jesus to die for our sins. That passage that Greg just read in the opening, Ephesians 1, 13 to 4, 3 to 14, just we see what God has done for us. We see who we are in Christ, and it's all because of the Lord's great work. The book of Revelation, I love the imagery of the saints praising the Lord in heaven, especially Revelation chapter 19, before the wedding feast of the Lamb, where all the saints are gathered together, and there's just resounding praise of the Lord. Praising the Lord can take many forms. It can be directed to Him in song and in prayer. It can be directed to others in song and in word as well, testimony. You listen to the words of the songs that we sing. They're praise to the Lord, extolling the Lord together. And as we encourage one another, just as in conversation, we can praise Him to you, to one another. And we can direct our praise even to unbelievers as we magnify the greatness of God and His works to those who need to know Jesus. We need to do this. People need to hear it, and God deserves it. I'd like to conclude by reading a psalm that really spells out what it is to praise the Lord in a great way. Psalm 145, a song of David, a song of praise of David. I'm going to read it from my Bible, it'll be easier. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend his works to another, and shall declare his mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. They will speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and your glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. So let's remember who our God is. Let's remember what he's like. Let's declare it. Let's praise the Lord. Let me pray. Father in heaven, Lord, your works are immeasurable. Your love is beyond any other, and your faithfulness endures forever. Lord, may we remember all your mighty acts. May we remember what you're like, and may we reflect on that throughout our lives. Lord, we know that we will be praising you for all eternity, for all those who love you and are called according to your name, the name of your Son. Lord, help us to practice praising you, Lord, to honor you, to exalt you, to praise you to all around us for you are deserving of all praise, honor, and glory. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Gary.